Ryan Hollins. I think he's got jobs with everyone right now. He's not working old. With ESPN LA. He was actually just here in Vegas as part of a deal over at UNLV. We wanted to get into that a little bit, and he's going to talk about the Warriors and the Lakers. What's up, Ryan?
What's going on, brother? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for doing it. First of all, what'd you do with UNLV? It was a speaking engagement. Who'd you talk to?
A little more than a speaking engagement. We joined up with my good friend Barrett Morris and James King, and we essentially went over a demonstration for compliance, the compliance department, just talking about anti-bullying, culture building, everything that a collegiate university pretty much needs to succeed. So it was a really, really cool experience. And I mean, you know, just hats off to UNLV for you know, putting their athletes first and their coaches and their faculty. So a really, really cool experience.
Why did you want to do something like this?
It's a passion point. And it's funny, and I'll leave this simply with you. I guess we would really understate bullying in athletics, because the irony, in a sense, would be I kind of want you to bully your opponent. And how do I teach you how to bully other than bullying you? And for a lot of these terms, the coaches may not and the athletes may not even understand what the lines are of being bullied or not being bullied. So just really, really creating a healthy work environment, because as you know, there are some wrong things that go on in college now, and there are some right things. But I think the big thing is just having that healthy environment of communication pretty much between all the athletic departments. I mean, we speak different languages. Your coaches are in their, you know, 30s or 50s and 60 years old, and you got these 17, 18-year-old millennials who speak a completely different language, you know, and in that you can arise or bring up a lot of problems. But it was a really, really cool seminar that we put on.
Ryan, you're 7 feet tall. Were you bullied? I bet you you were.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, a lot like depression, people don't like to come out and say that. People don't like to come out and speak to those things. And as coaches, you know, we've got to be able to grow in 2018. You know, the simplest thing, you don't know where you hit home with a particular athlete. And, you know, I mean, I think these are young professionals. So when you're in an unhappy workplace, you see the results on the field or on the court or wherever, you know, the athletes play or participate. So very, very necessary course.
Maybe I'm being judgmental in this, but I have to imagine a lot of coaches maybe kind of hear it, but they're like, whatever, that's what we do.
No, you know what? And that was the kind of the idea coming in is another compliance meeting. What are we going to hear? But James King, former NFL player and now attorney, Ryan Hollins, ESPN analyst, and, you know, 10-year, I'm kind of interested in it was a really, really cool seminar. Just at the end of the day, it was really about communication, to be able to connect with your athletes and recognizing these problems before they arise, before they get to a point where you essentially lose your job or, you know, you're on the front page of the news and the media because something is going on. But in all reality, these things are happening just as we speak all through college athletics. And, you know, bullying, I guess, would be a, you know, as males are a little macho, it's kind of a soft term, but I could not believe the response that we got. It was absolutely amazing from the faculty, from the coaches, even from the athletes. But the first impression was bullying. When you look on the definition, you understand you could be a bully, you have been a bully, and you have been bullied. That whole kind of idea of bullying that you know, that goes away, or like you said, the kind of macho kind of bullying. Yeah, right. What do I need this for?
Ryan Hollins with us, a former NBA player, played at UCLA. The bullying topic is a big one on this show. We got a little crazy with, I don't know if you ever saw it or you heard about it, but there was a show really aimed at teenagers called 13 Reasons Why on Netflix, and Adam and I went crazy watching this because we're like, you know, you think back to your high school experience, then you think of your work experience, like, I bully, do I get bullied? Like, everyone deals with bullying at some point in their existence.
And as an athlete, you don't speak up until it's too late.
Right.
And that athlete comes back, and he's the reason you got fired.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And now when he speaks up or when you need somebody to go to bat for you, there's no athletes available. And it's a very much it's a reality. And a lot of times you don't hear about the reasons why a coach is let go or the things that go on behind the scenes. But UNLV hats off for just being proactive and getting ahead a lot of these things and not just giving their athletes but giving their coaches the skills necessary to cope with these things. I mean, I swear to you, it's a real, real issue now.
Very cool. Very cool that you guys are addressing the issue. You mentioned that kids speak a different language. Ryan, you're 33. It can't be that much different, is it?
Oh, it is.
Really?
Maybe I'm old school, but when you yelled at me and told me to do my job, I just did it.
Yeah.
And now you've got to explain a little more behind that. I guess we would be, what we were told was labeled as soft or, weak, signs of weakness. We went into our jobs depressed and just didn't tell anybody about it. And when you had a former colleague or teammate of mine like Kevin Love that comes out and says he was depressed, good friends of mine like DeMar DeRozan says I'm depressed as an NBA superstar. I've had my bouts, I'd even say, with depression through the NBA and especially in college. You've got to have some coping skills. And this is keeping these athletes off the front page of the newspaper. This is keeping these coaches from being fired or parts of these major scandals before they actually go forth and happen. So, man, this course very, very necessary. And man, I'm just pleased with the impact that it had, and really just to be able to share not just my story, but give a lot of coping mechanisms to these coaches.
Now, you're not being pushed around at ESPN LA, right? We saw you, I think we actually kicked you out of a studio on September, what was it, the day before the USC-UNLV game. I don't know if you remember, we had to come into a studio there, but then you were hanging out. I think it was one of the Kamenetsky brothers. I hope those guys aren't pushing you around.
You got to watch out for those Kamenetskys, man. Those guys are, hey, man, you got to watch out for them.
Did you, you grew up in Pasadena, right?
Yeah, yep, born and raised Pasadena, California.
This is the most ridiculous question for anyone from the LA area. You grew up a Lakers fan, right? Not Clippers?
No. I, you know what? What's interesting, this was funny to me. Obviously a Lakers fan, born and raised in Pasadena, California. But if the Lakers weren't on, we watched and cheered for the Clippers.
Oh,
now, if you remember anything, when I played for the Clippers, we were much, much better than the Lakers. But there was this weird energy that people all of a sudden hated the Clippers. And
right.
I would get so irritated and say, you don't hate the Clippers. Just stop that. Just stop it right now. You don't hate the Clippers. Maybe there's a rivalry. Maybe you respect the Clippers now, but you don't hate us. Let's not make this thing more than what it actually is.
So do you think the Laker fans have fully come on board with LeBron? Because we know there was going to be a little trouble with the Kobe files, who love Kobe Bryant. People are like, I always hated LeBron. I don't want him. What do you think it's like now on the eve of the season?
That's so old, and I mean, you're definitely like a joke. Like, well, what do you mean you don't like LeBron? What do you mean you have a problem with LeBron? Like that, all of that nonsense was over with. I guess the mural was an embarrassing. I understand it was a bit of a Kobe allegiance. Say, hey man, I love Kobe. I'm down with him for life. This isn't going to go anywhere. But you don't get the. In my mind, and obviously we can debate this anytime, fellas, you don't have the greatest of player of all time join your organization, come on board to turn things around. You're not happy that he's there? Are you kidding me?
Ryan, so, I don't know, man. We just had two number 8 jerseys walk by, a couple. There's a Kobe fan with number 24. I swear he shot me a look.
Oh,
I've got a LeBron jersey on. I'm going to have to throw with this game. Come on now. It's ridiculous.
Because you know what? It was a real beef. It was definitely a real issue going forth with Kobe and LeBron, because it was like, well, LeBron's better than Kobe. He's younger, he's taller, he's faster, and yet you have the undying love and almost the Kobe religion, people praise Kobe to another level in L.A., you just kind of had to get past beyond all of that, and people had to come together and say, no, realistically, like, this is really cool. We have LeBron James.
We love hypotheticals, though, Ryan. Let's just say let's say it just doesn't gel right and they don't make the playoffs this year. What happens then?
Oh, man, LeBron's going to get massacred because he alone is good enough. And to much is given, much is expected. I mean, undoubtedly, we're ready to do that in Cleveland. Everybody's ready to go, well, LeBron, it's your fault that Kevin Love was depressed. It was your fault that Derrick Rose left. LeBron, it was your fault, yada, yada, yada. Everybody was ready, and then they go to the Eastern Conference Finals, and everybody said, oh, gosh, this dude is pretty darn good. But LeBron is he always flirts with being on the cusp of, you'll watch a LeBron James performance and just say, man, this dude ain't worth the hype. He's about whatever. And then in Game 7, he pulls out a game winner against Indiana. Then he sweeps Toronto. And then he has a Game 7 against Boston where he lays some eggs in Games 5 and 6 and then comes out and blasts these boys in the fourth quarter of Game 7 to where you go, no. This dude is legit. So that's just kind of the thing, man. And it's funny. I believe it's going out of the chair. Someone at home is rolling their eyes when I say that. But he has these off type of performances where it looks like he just doesn't care, where you know that Kobe or Michael would go down swinging. Kobe would shoot 100 shots down by 40 points, shot everything he can to get into the game, where LeBron just lays it down and says, I'll fight to live again another day. So, you know, there's just some interesting dynamics there where people just don't like what they don't like when it comes to LeBron James.
And I think the other one, and as far as this show goes, our LeBron love has never been higher. My love for him speaking out and actually talking on issues could not be more right now. But that does open you up. If things don't go well, that could make it even uglier, right?
Oh, absolutely. And LeBron is going to throw you under the bus, my man. Look, let's get that front and center. LeBron James is going to do something that's going to make you look horrible. He's going to have a game where all those LeBron haters are going to take their fingers and point and stake your face. I told you he wasn't that good. I told you he sucked. I told you he couldn't do it. You know? Look, man, I lived through a firsthand experience. We had LeBron down when I was in Boston. We had him down 3-2 with a chance to go to the NBA Finals, not on the road, but at home. We knew, I mean, everybody knew the Boston Celtics were going to the finals. LeBron James then goes on to score about 45 points, 15 rebounds, and 7 assists, and has one of his greatest performances that we have ever seen, in which LeBron James became LeBron James, and everybody was on board from there. But for me, I was a believer. I was a believer because we knew we were tougher. We knew we were stronger. We knew basketball just meant more. We knew that we played the right way in Boston, and LeBron had nothing on us. And he showed us. He showed us there wasn't a soul in Boston that didn't have respect for LeBron James after that day. And then a couple years later, he comes back last year and does it again.
Last couple of questions, rapid fire. We like to bet here. Would you bet the Lakers over 48.5 wins for the season? Are they going to be a 50-win team?
Yes, they will. Take that bet. All good.
All right. And who can stop the – well, I'm not going to say it's an obvious final, but who can get in the way of a Golden State-Boston final?
Oh, I mean, we cannot discredit Philly. I think you definitely have to look at what Houston did last year. They pushed Golden State. And you have to question Golden State's health. Are they going to be healthy enough down the stretch to repeat, to put themselves in the same situation? There's a lot going on over there. Free agency is coming up. And, you know, I've always said, if Golden State implodes, it will be because they essentially didn't get their act together. They couldn't take care of free agency. It won't be because somebody else did. It's because they couldn't get things going.
In the East, am I crazy if I say Toronto could be the team?
Oh, no, not at all. No, not at all. I forgot. Forgive me. Forgive me for getting Toronto. I mean, on paper, they've got everything. They've got the one guy in the league who can guard LeBron James straight up in Kawhi Leonard, and they have length and athleticism. Now, you just question the three-point shooting across the board to beat Boston. Boston's got a lot of versatility, to put it lightly, and they got a lot of guys who can play a lot of different positions. Now, Toronto right now on paper has them that can defend it, and the question with them, like I said again, can they shoot the three well enough to knock off Boston, essentially? And that's what Boston does, man. They got some guys, to put it lightly.
Ryan, we appreciate the time. Thank you.
Brother, anytime, man. Great talking with you.
There you go. Ryan Hollins, former NBA player, UCLA guy.